From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The protein collagen can be extracted from cannonball jellyfish and used in dietary supplements and other areas, creating a U.S. market for jellyfish, according to researchers at the University of Georgia. They are studying how collagen pesticides can be broken down into gelatin and powder form to make the product more marketable. The goal is to make jellyfish products a household name with an abundance of cannonball jellyfish off the Georgia coast. The U.S. economy still has considerable momentum and is not currently on the verge of recession, according to CoBank's 2023 Year Ahead report. But economists have never been more pessimistic, and there's a legitimate reason for their concern. Over the past half century, inflation above 5% has never been tamed without incurring a recession. CoBank Vice President Dan Kowalski says as financial conditions continue to tighten, we expect the U.S. economy will steadily soften through the first half of 2023. USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture announced an investment of nearly $10 million through the Community Food Project's Competitive Grants Program. The funding, made possible through the American Rescue Plan Act, bolsters USDA's food and nutrition security efforts. Community Food Projects support small to medium farmers, producers, and processors in urban, rural, tribal, and insular areas. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.